Okay.
When you got back, you said PCN was what you needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you got back from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you got out of, like, joining PCN?
Wait, this past one?
Yeah. It's your last one, right?
My last one, Skyline. That's a good question. we'll just phrase that one a little more.
Thanks.
It's okay. It wasn't necessarily like this is what I needed from it wasn't like the only thing I needed. Of course, like, you need your family and friends. It was like that chapter in my life. That big thing I was supposed to do. That no one, like, I didn't know, you didn't know, nobody knew that what I had in store next, and this was it. And this one was a whole lot different, way more different than I expected, because going into this, after being elected director last year, I mean, I had the notion, like, okay, this is going to get done one way or another, but how are we going to do it? And the way how everything went down, it couldn't have gone down any other way. I mean, how everything happened for a reason. All the happiness happened for a reason. All the sadness happened for a reason. All the drama happened for a reason. And all the closeness happened for a reason. And it just goes to show that it proved to me more so that not one person can do it alone. It's a collective attempt at life that you can't, even though you're living your own life, you can't go at it alone. Like, there, no matter how much you think you could do it by yourself, someone is helping you, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. Honestly, I could say that I have an ego, but I think it's healthy to have an ego, but it's also more to lean on others. And that's what I got out of PCN a lot. The fact that I could trust people. And that was my biggest thing. If you remember, like, I remember asking every single person, can I trust you? Because that's very important, in not just to me, but, like, in life. To, you know, trust another human being with something, with anything. And more so, just to cap it off, it's that love, it's that bond. You know, that word these days might be a little cliche, but I can honestly say that there's love in that in Room 1115 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's a for sure thing. There's love in that cafeteria when we all sit down at that table. And there's definitely love. There was love in that theater on May 1st and 3rd. And more so, it's that love that's gonna, you know, that's gonna stay in your heart forever, because whenever you look back, you're gonna know that no matter what's going on in your life or at that time, but if you look back on Skyline, I guarantee you, if so, like 10 years down the road, someone says Skyline, that love is gonna instantly just pop up right back in your heart, because you're gonna think of Love Wrecked, and I'm just glad that I was part of that family.